It's like a bunch of friends sitting at a table, and there was this one Asian chick, and then they're at a Japanese restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, didn't you...
No, I don't
think... Didn't you share that?
I probably have shared many things like
that. It wasn't by... I know it wasn't by you, because I was like, oh, Nick would love this. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's a Japanese woman speaking to an Asian woman who can't speak Japanese, but she insists that she actually does know Japanese.
But that's actually a real thing in Japan.
They don't speak to Americans who do know Japanese? That's weird.
No, it's not that, but...
Are they just assholes?
They will instinctively, like, not talk to, like, anybody who isn't Japanese.
What?
They just won't. Like, if there's a Japanese person at the table with someone who isn't Japanese, they're not even going to try to communicate with the person.
Why?
They just do. There's, like, people who...
That's, like, worse than the French.
You might have, like, a...
Imagine if we did that in America to all our immigrants. If we just ignored them at dinner tables, what would we be called there? I mean, people would be kneeling. It'd be crazy. It'd be awful.
It'd be chaos.
What are you talking about?
It would be chaos.
You're saying Japanese people ignore people that are not Japanese?
Like, I mean, if there's a Japanese person present to communicate, yeah.
What?
But that's horrible. I think that's racism, isn't it? I'm pretty sure that's the definition of racism.
Not in Japan, it's not. That's acceptable there.
Oh, man.
No, there are actually, like, people, like, you might have, like,
This is why I didn't want the fucking game.
So you might have one Japanese person and one non-Japanese person who get married and live in Japan.
Yeah.
And the non-Japanese person speaks Japanese fluently. They'll go out to dinner together. They won't even try to talk to that person. So some couples, actually, like, the Japanese partner will just not even look at the waiter and not respond to them just to make the point.
That's fucking weird.
It's so weird.
Very, like, introverted almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Offensive, I think.
Yeah.
I think offensive. I am standing for the non-Japanese people in Japan.
Very rude.
I stand for the immigrants, all right? The dreamers, really.
One day I'll live and make a career in Japan.
You know, sometimes there are things that you say, like now, that make me want to beat you with a shovel.
Well, Zach, today's your lucky day. I have a shovel.
You have a shovel.
Count it.
And you can too. Shop Amazon.
You're like Dr. Jacoby on Twin Peaks. Are they golden shovels? It's time to dig yourself out of shit.
I haven't gotten there yet.
I haven't even started Twin Peaks for
season 3.
For Christ's sake.
A while ago.
What are you waiting on?
Hey, there it is.
What are you waiting on?
I'm kind of going through the David Lynch filmography and seeing, you know, getting the obvious ones out of the way. I'm probably not going to watch Dune, but
okay.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Right. I only have a few more. What?
I recommend his great masterpiece Cloud Atlas.
That is not David Lynch.
Oh, God, no.
Well, it's not.
I've never seen Dune, but I saw a documentary about Dune, and it's tremendous.
The documentary?
Wait, yes. The Jodorowsky one, or making of...
Jodorowsky's, is that? I've heard it pronounced.
Jodorowsky's
Dune. Yeah.
Was that the one with Nicholas Winding Refn in it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an exceptional documentary. Okay. You should check that out.
Or, like, could have been one of the greatest films ever made, and
right.
It just never came to be.
Right. Yeah. And the best part of it is...
I got you beat.
Is, oh. Stop! Not, no! 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 Not now! No! No!
Okay, no, that's not your actual Knuckles. That's cheating.
I know, I just like to fuck with him.
Oh, stop it. Please stop.
What are you saying?
The best part of the movie, because they're interviewing Jodorowsky throughout the entire thing, he goes, the best moment of my life is when David Lynch took over the movie. And I'm like, oh no, David Lynch got the movie now. And he went and saw it. And he realized, this is awful! He was so happy that the movie was bad. Because they screwed him out of his own thing.
Oh, wow.
Kareem Hunt, touchdown! Okay, go ahead. Count it.
That was your
one,
man.
You just missed the...
That was your one.
The Packers missed the field goal.
The extra point?
Yeah.
God damn it!
I'm pretty sure they just missed it.
No.
Or did they not line up yet?
No, they didn't.
I saw final score come up.
No.
Okay, no, no, no.
Okay, okay.
I was going to say, my lord.
Jesus
Christ. No, well, no, because it looked like the Bengals offense was coming on.
Oh, why did this is going to go into overtime, so
yeah.
It's going to be playing throughout the entire recording.
Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Shit!
No, sorry, I'm in podcast mode. I'm a professional.
Okay.
I can put aside my gambling habit. It's fine. You want to count down the show?
5, 4, 3. Fuck you.
Good
Good afternoon. Why is this a thing? Is back.
I don't like where that at all.
It's back. Where did we go?
Nico, there are times like now.
Zach repeating a joke for the third time.
That's callback.
It's a good joke. It's a motif.
That's callback.
It's a motif. Piece of shit.
Adam, there are times.
The only motif I know is you being a piece of shit.
Chekhov's shovel.
Chekhov's shovel.
This is a show that we do every week about bad movies and television shows.
Are you reminding yourself? Or?
I'm refreshing. I have too many podcasts. I forget.
TooManyPodcastMedia.com.
Too many podcasts. What a stupid URL.
Did we ever consider Too Many Podcasts, by the way?
Absolutely not.
Not until this very moment, in which I say that's not a bad name.
It's not.
Too Many Thoughts Media.com. Remind me, I have to talk to you about that URL. We have to switch it. I was trying to do that the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, so remind me of that.
Hey, Nico.
Okay, make a note. Thanks, buddy. We are here talking about a film that is, unbeknownst to you guys, very near and dear to my podcast heart. 2 Cents Radio has spent about
4 cents.
40 hours talking about Tremors. It is a mainstay. It is one of the five topics that comes up the most on 2 Cents Radio. Here's the thing about 2 Cents Radio. It's a great podcast. I highly recommend you check it out. We only talk about like five things, and that's it. We talk about Survivor or Big Brother. We talk about the eclipse. That comes up quite a bit.
How does that?
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, we talk about
before
that.
It was Twilight eclipse.
Yeah,
and right. And then an actual eclipse happened. You're like, ooh, that's better.
That's what that's named after.
Yeah.
We talk about former Disney star Eric Von Detten.
Who is that?
Exactly.
No. Who is that?
Eric Von Detten is a former heartthrob, or at least it was sort of in the golden age of the Disney star as heartthrob.
Back when they still drew, like, the Mickey Mouse with the magic wand?
Yes.
Oh, what was he in?
Was he in the Mickey Mouse Club with Ryan Gosling?
He was in, actually, you know what? I don't know if he was ever in a Disney film.
Did he do a show? Okay,
he was in Toy Story. That's his, like, most prominent role.
Who did he voice in Toy Story?
Played the kid in Toy Story. Not Andy.
Sid? No,
Sid. He played Sid. Okay. He was in The Princess Diaries.
Let me see a picture of this kid.
Oh, you would not recognize him.
Well, no, I should say kid.
At all. So, this is Eric Von Detten.
Oh, no, he looks familiar.
Yeah, I don't think you know him from anything.
No, he looks like a douchebag.
Nah,
so, Eric Von Detten, the reason why we know him is he was a contestant on Celebrity Mole Hawaii.
Okay. You know you've hit rock bottom.
Celebrity Mole.
So Celebrity Mole Hawaii.
What is the premise of Celebrity Mole?
Okay, do you know what the mole is?
No.
Isn't one person in the group is secretly
working for the producers. Yeah, right. Yes. And they have to guess who it is. And it used to be hosted by Anderson Cooper.
Right, but so, I just want to see if I understand this correctly. Now, is every person on the show a mole? Is a celebrity? Or is it just like, here's a washed-up celebrity that you would not recognize, and therefore you would have a hard time figuring out that this person is the mole?
No. There were several celebrities that you would recognize.
Okay.
Including celebrity reality favorite Stephen Baldwin.
Of course, naturally.
Of course, because he's on everything.
It's amazing to have an entire career.
Yes. Star of Psych, I believe father in Psych, Corbin Burnson.
Wow.
Who was great, who was on 2 seasons of Celebrity Mole. You may also recognize one Kathy Griffin.
What has she done lately?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing, I'll tell you.
Hasn't been in the news in... ever.
Yeah, I know.
I can't even joke about it. I hate Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin. So the reason why we like Eric Von Detten is because Kathy Griffin won the first season of Celebrity Mole. Eric Von Detten came in second, but we kept making fun of the fact that Eric Von Detten clearly wanted to get in Kathy Griffin's pants. Like, she was a bit of a MILF, and he was, like, weirdly infatuated with her. But the best contestant to ever grace the Celebrity Mole airwaves was the winner of Celebrity Mole Yucatan. And
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, Celebrity Mole Yucatan.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They did two seasons of Celebrity Mole.
I should say, I have zoned out.
They did two seasons. They did two seasons of Celebrity Mole. Kathy Griffin won the first season of Celebrity Mole, and the winner of Celebrity Mole season two, Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman won Celebrity Mole season two. So now they're all
correctly guessing the mole.
So is it kind of like that secret?
Is that all you have to do? What if they do it really quick? What if it's
like the first episode? And someone's like, this guy's the mole. I know it.
So this has happened. But that's not how you win. You win.
Does then that person become the new mole?
No. You get a quiz every week of 20 questions, and they're questions about the identity of the mole. Mm. And whoever scores lowest on the test gets eliminated.
Wow. So if you know who it is, you win every week.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right.
And so the mole.
Yes. So Dennis Rodman figured out who the mole was.
Unless the mole gets the lowest. That'd be fucking weird.
Right. Dennis Rodman knew who the mole was, like, really early. And he just sort of slow played it and, like, didn't tell anybody and then ended up winning.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
What a champ.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is absolutely a real champion.
What did he catch him, like, in the stall and they were taking a shit and then the other guy was just, like, whispering to himself?
What do they even tell the producers? What information is so sensitive?
Yeah.
I mean, what? What's the premise?
I can't believe this is where we're going today.
You brought it
up. I'll go down this path. That's fine. So
go down this molehill.
Yeah, this
boo.
So
Nick, there are times.
mole hole
and drive.
What was that reference? I don't get it.
So
they reference to Dune.
Every week, this group of contestants competes in challenges to win money.
Okay.
So it's and sometimes they're challenges that are kind of secretive or involve espionage or covertly done, right? And the mole's job is to get the group to lose as much money as possible. So they're trying to throw the challenge without being too obvious about the fact that they're throwing the challenge. So they're just trying to sabotage the group in any way that they can.
So what does the mole get out of it?
Evidently, they're getting paid by the producers to be the mole.
Okay.
To throw the challenges. Right, so the more money that they cost the group, the more
I can
money
see why this didn't last very long.
It lasted for very long. It lasted 5 seasons, I'll have you know. And again, it's a favorite of 2 Cents Radio.
Here's the thing. If you wanted to be good at being a mole, you just wouldn't throw the challenges.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have to throw the challenges.
But that's part of the point, yeah.
But, like,
suspend some disbelief, okay, buddy? Quit poking holes into my reality shows, okay? Stop it. Anderson Cooper hosted that shit, dude.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He hosted the first 2 seasons.
This is the first I'm ever hearing of this.
Yeah,
ever.
No, me too.
Yeah, the mole. This is how Anderson Cooper, like, got his start. Before he was on CNN primetime. Yeah, he was, but he also hosted the mole.
Okay. Good for him.
And he was great on it. He was, like, fantastic.
I bet he was.
Yeah, no, it was awesome.
Wow.
Anyway, that's one of my favorites. But Eric Von Detten is our favorite contestant ever on The Mole. He's brought up a lot. You know what else is brought up a lot in 2 Cents Radio? Tremors, okay? It's my co-host's favorite movie, and it's now going to be the subject of this episode of Why Is This a Thing? What's the reason for this, by the way?
No. No.
All those earthquakes in Mexico.
Oh, that's right.
This is kind of like that. Because, well, like, tequila worms.
Yes, because all of those stories of the graboids coming up.
It's like the tequila graboid.
The tequila graboid?
Like a tequila worm.
Okay. Yeah, explain that to all the Mexicans that are dying.
I don't speak Spanish. So I can't.
I'd love to hear your conspiracy theories, Nick. You could come up with.
I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Only truth.
Only truth.
Conspiracy theories were created by the government.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very true. You.
Murder pills! Okay. Just had to get that out of my system.
Turn the frogs gay!
Turn the frickin' frogs gay!
You don't know that?
Right, no, that's...
No,
do you not know that,
Adam? Oh, Adam.
Turning the frogs gay? I might. It sounds familiar.
I don't want them putting chemicals in the water that'll turn the frogs gay!
Don't bang the table.
Okay, sorry. Right, no. Listen, my broadcasting hero, Alex Jones, bangs the table. So I will bang the table.
Oh, that's right. It is Alex Jones. Yeah. No, I know that.
Okay. Who else could it possibly be?
I don't know.
Who else in the world about
turning frogs gay?
Would possibly say anything like that?
Fair point.
Yeah.
He is like the funniest person ever.
Yes.
He's a treasure.
Richard Linklater is like best buds with him. Did you know that?
Are you serious?
I have a question.
Richard Linklater is the director of Boyhood.
Okay. There you go. I knew I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
I like that movie. Is that about Alex Jones' life?
That would explain nothing at all, actually. It wouldn't explain anything about Alex Jones. That would not be enlightening whatsoever.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Tremors? Let's talk about Tremors, let's not make jokes about dead Mexicans.
We didn't name anybody.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
Except, Mexico.
That's not a person.
Who here has not seen Tremors previous?
Me.
Okay, just you. You're the only Tremor virgin?
Have you seen Tremors?
I've seen the first three.
Have you?
What?
Yeah.
Yep, I've seen four of them.
Okay, I've only seen this one.
Yeah.
And I've only seen this one once, and it's because of 2 cents.
Honestly, second one's not that bad.
Yeah, no.
Really?
Not that bad.
I like the Tremor franchise.
Yeah, so do I.
So
I haven't watched 4 or 5 and 6 when it comes out.
So I know it's Tremors. Yep. And then is it Tremors 2?
Tremors 2, Aftershocks.
Okay, so is it the Tremor franchise or is it the Tremors franchise?
Tremors franchise.
Okay, because I was going to say we need to clear this up right
Tremors
now. Tremors. I cannot.
Tremors franchise.
Yeah, it's going to be
the
Tremors.
The sequel will just be Tremor.
With an apostrophe.
That would be a nice twist.
No, it's
Tremor.
I think that if you go on like the Wikipedia, it says like Tremors 6.
Tremors 6?
Like that's the working title of it, apparently.
So Tremors 2 is Tremors. The aftershock, right? Tremors 3 is what?
Oh, God.
Is that back to airborne or something?
Back to perfection.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they go back to perfection. Interesting. Right.
Tremors 4 is The Legend Begins, which is a prequel. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking.
Okay. Yeah. You got Tremors 5, Bloodlines.
Yep. I think that's the latest one. And then,
That one was like 2015, wasn't it?
Yeah, that one came out 2 years ago.
Is it going to be Tremors, Mag 6? Or something like that.
And then Tremors 6 is the working
title.
Six? Boring. But now there's also been a Tremors television show.
Yep.
Yes.
Which I
have not seen.
Starred Dean Norris of Breaking Bad.
Dean Norris?
You're telling me we didn't choose to watch the Tremors television show.
No, we watched the original. We gotta give context, bro. Gotta give context.
No, you don't.
So Tremors was a failed television series, shocker.
Yes.
Aftershock.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you do that on purpose?
From 2003. And yes, Dean Norris was in the television show.
Wait, 2003?
Yes. Along with...
It's old.
Michael Gross as well, who has been in every installment of the franchise playing the old Burt Gummer over there.
Yep.
Look at the featured art of the Tremors television show. Right there. Take a look at that right there.
What is this?
Those are breasts.
Yeah, that's the selling point.
Okay.
Yeah,
boobs.
Right. Those are breasts.
Just so we understand. Breasts.
Was the show set in perfection or...
That's not perfection.
Perfection Valley, Nevada is a quaint little town. The inhabitants live peaceful, tranquil lives most of the time.
Except for all of those fucking giant worms that keep destroying the town.
Yes.
Okay.
So, except in the third one, they're not... I mean, I don't believe there's as many giant worms. I think there's a few, but for the most part, they're flying.
Okay.
They fly around in Tremors 3, and it's great.
Wow.
They have wings.
I just love the names they give you, all of them.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's fucking great.
You know.
Tremors 6, yeah.
Yeah, just Tremors 6.
It's
a
good name. What a stupid fucking franchise. What a stupid piece of shit.
So what were your thoughts? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. There we go. What were your thoughts on this film, considering you had no idea what this was before today?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, the first 70 minutes didn't really strike me.
The first 70 minutes?
So the last 14 you were okay with?
26, but yeah. The last 26 were pretty good. And then, the next 20.
Mm.
The last 6 were stupid.
Okay. Why didn't you like the first 70 minutes?
I was just like, that's stupid.
You were taking it very seriously.
Yeah,
which is surprising.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty apparent how not serious they're being.
Yes.
Why is this about me, man?
Because there's three of us and one of you.
Oh,
Hater's going to hate. Yeah, man. We're going to just gang up on you, dude.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was fine. I had fun with that at the end. I just didn't have fun at the beginning.
Okay.
What do you want from
me? Fair enough.
I don't need to defend myself.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this movie because I love how much fun everybody's having in this movie.
Yeah.
They're having such a delightful time. From Kevin Bacon to Reba McEntire to Burt Gummer, whatever his name is. Michael Gross?
Michael Gross, yeah.
Michael Gross to whoever plays the sidekick. What's the name of the guy that plays the sidekick there?
Earl.
His buddy? Earl?
Yeah. Earl and Valentine, I guess.
Yeah, those Earl two. And Val.
Val was Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Earl was...
Jamie Lannister. Fred Ward.
Fred Ward. There you go.
Sure.
Yes.
Has he done things besides this?
He was yes, other Tremors.
He was in the second Tremors. He was also in Joe Dirt as Joe Dirt's father.
Oh, was he really in Joe Dirt? Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
I've seen Joe Dirt so many times, as you know. My favorite movie.
Fred Ward was in True Detective.
He was?
Did not see True Detective.
Yeah, he was in... Yeah, he's sort of a favorite of the B-movie circuit, it seems like. He seems to be a B-movie regular.
Jesus.
That's great.
Good for him.
Is he like one of those guys like, oh, he's in it, this is going to be a B-movie?
Sure.
Like,
kind
of. Yeah. Does he make it a B-movie, or do they call him because they know it's going to be a B-movie?
I think that's more what
Speaking
it is.
Speaking of famous B-movie actors.
Oh. Yeah.
You know how we didn't know if Tara Reid lives in the next Sharknado?
Oh, boy.
Tara Reid lived in the next Sharknado.
Is she missing a leg or something?
No, I've seen...
Like she has a cyborg leg?
No, I saw like a clip of it and there she was.
I've seen Sharknado and...
I've only seen the third one.
That's it?
What? Yes.
Same.
What? No, we went over this.
That's oh, really?
When we saw were watching it, three? I only watched Sharknado 3.
Oh hell no.
Right. I've only seen 1 and 3. I haven't seen 2. Okay. Now, the great part about Sharknado 3 is it ended with... There was a chainsaw coming, right? A chainsaw or the shark was coming?
No, the shark was coming at her.
Okay, yeah. The shark was about to land on Tara Reid. And they paused the film and said, go on Twitter and vote on if Tara Reid lives or dies. For the next
That's
movie.
The ending of the movie?
Yeah, that's the ending of the movie.
Oh, my God.
I believe they're on 5.
Yes.
Do you know what they called the next couple?
No, I don't.
I know. I think the 4 was The Force Awakens.
Was it really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I believe
Did the second one have a funny title? Or was it just Sharknado 2?
The second one.
is that really what it's called? One.
They came up with that one on a fan entry contest. They were like, tweet your best suggestion for Sharknado 2.
The second one.
And it was Sharknado 2, : the second one.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
That's great comedy. Sharknado 5 was Global Swarming.
So what was 4?
Oh, man. The Fourth Awakens.
The Fourth Awakens.
Was it The Fourth Awakens?
Yeah.
Is that like... supposed to be like The Force Awakens?
No.
Yes, Nick.
It's supposed to be like...
No, I was genuinely asking. Well, because I don't know when it came out.
It's supposed to be like The Empire Strikes Back, actually, but...
Fuck you. So what is it...
By the way,
Well, that was like a jump and a jump and a jump.
The tagline for Sharknado 5, Make America Bait Again. Make America Bait Again. Yeah, that was that.
That's the...
And I don't mean masturbate. I mean B-A-I-T.
Yeah.
that kind of bait.
That makes a little more sense.
You know, Donald Trump was actually offered the role of president in Sharknado, and he turned it down because he's like, hey, I might run for president one day. Mark Cuban is president.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, then they went right next in line to the obnoxious billionaires and just went to the... yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it. I know. What a world that would have been if Donald Trump was in Sharknado. Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, 100%.
Have we ever had
He was still riding high from his appearance in Home Alone 2.
I love that.
Is Mark Cuban playing himself in Sharknado?
Yes.
He's playing Mark Cuban.
He's playing President Mark Cuban.
Yes.
President Mark Cuban.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got a problem with that?
I was just wondering if we've ever actually had a president play a president in a movie, but not themselves. I doubt it, right?
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, first you would need a president to be in a movie.
Reagan?
So you would need an actor, and there's only one that I can think
Reagan?
Of.
Reagan?
Yes, and that'd be Ronald Reagan.
Okay, what about Trump? Like, Trump was in movies and shit. It's not like he hasn't done stuff.
No, but like during their presidency, is that what you mean?
No.
At all.
Just that ever.
Has Donald Trump ever played a president in anything? He's been offered it several times, I'm pretty sure.
Man, that's wonderful.
Oh, man.
For like animated
Did Bill Clinton, I feel like since something Bill Clinton
I feel like done. Clinton would do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I definitely think he would have done something like that.
I feel like Clinton would do it. I feel like W would make an appearance.
Yeah.
Did you know a novel that Bill Clinton co-wrote is being made into a TV show?
Yes.
Yes.
What is it?
I did hear about this.
Yes, I did.
But I assumed the novel was about his life. It's not?
No.
It's just a random story?
He wrote it with James Patterson.
Yeah.
What?
He wrote a novel with James Patterson?
It's being made
it's being made into a TV. Sure.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the novel about?
I don't know. I think it's like just like
it's James Patterson. Yeah, so it's nothing
James,
good.
Yeah, it's a James Patterson. Not, thing.
Okay, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that because I like James Patterson. The stories are never end well. Because they're always like mysteries and
how
shit.
How did Slick Willy get involved though in this whole thing?
Slick Willy.
Slick Willy.
I don't know.
Slick Willy.
Okay.
They do.
James.
They just made a book.
You know, I'm having writer's block right now. Let me call former President Bill Clinton. let me get Bill on the phone. Maybe he can help me over this hurdle.
I don't know.
Maybe George R. R. Martin should try this out.
I do think maybe, just maybe, Bill Clinton just said, here is $1 million. I want to make a show. Oh, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What did James Patterson write?
What do you mean?
Like, what has he written? Like,
doesn't he write, like, mysteries and, like, spy novels?
Yeah.
He did the Da Vinci Code. Did he do the Da Vinci Code?
No, that's Dan Brown.
Dan Brown. That's right.
Same person. Real close.
They're all. But, no,
Alex
honestly.
Alex Cross? Did he do it?
Yes. Okay. I think he did that.
I think that's right.
But he does, like, he does mystery novels, he does,
all that junk.
He's written children's books. Children's books. Still have a few, like, young adult books written by James Patterson.
Okay.
Right. There's a bunch of James Patterson books in my boss's basement that aren't his. That's all I'm going to say on that. I'll leave it real ambiguous. All
right, yeah, just let his... If you,
that's how I know him.
He did do Alex Cross. He did.
You were into those.
Along Came a Spider.
No, I was into Alex Rider.
Shit. Along Came a Spider.
Kiss the Girl. These all sound horrible. Yeah, so Showtime acquires rights to Bill Clinton James Patterson novel, President is Missing.
That's right.
Right.
Yes. So he probably just was like, Bill, tell me about being a president.
Oh, wait, the book hasn't been published yet.
I thought it was published.
No, it's going to be published in 2018, but they already optioned it for a television show.
What?
Before even knowing what the book is yet.
What?
Well, I'm sure they've read it.
Okay. Well, all right. That's
amazing.
That's ballsy.
I know.
What a world.
What a world. TV shows getting made before the books are published. Never heard of that before.
Yeah, that's that's like the thing this year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is the thing. I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
At what point did you realize
that
episode of SpongeBob that you liked just ripped off Tremors?
Tremors.
Literally right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing.
In my world, I want to pretend that Tremors ripped off SpongeBob.
Okay.
Because that's better.
Makes you happier.
Tremors went, you know, 12 years or something into the future.
Right. Right.
When did that episode come out? I'm going to look it up.
Probably 2002-ish, 2003-ish.
Alaskan.
This movie, by the way, I made a while ago, I mentioned how I think it would be a lot of fun for some reason if they made a movie about, you know, like stay off the lava, avoid the lava.
Right.
And that's exactly what this is.
The floor is lava.
Yes. Yes. Essentially, that's exactly.
Or blood sand.
That's right. It was on blood sand. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's exactly. Yeah. Floor is lava, the movie.
Yeah.
Which I'm shocked has not been a thing yet.
Yeah. Again, we have some movies like that, like Blood Sand and Tremors. But...
Well, but then you get Community did an episode.
They did.
Where they played a giant campus-wide game of The Floor is Lava.
Really? I could definitely see that on the Community.
There is going to be some old man, though, at a movie studio somewhere in his ivory tower being like, the kids will love this Floor is Lava game.
2001.
With their fucking jowls just there, like the same people that came up with Emoji Movie.
I was literally just about to
say that. Are gonna be like, let's I've got it. It's a movie about a floor. Except it's lava. I know, it's gonna be Dwayne Johnson's gonna be in it. They're gonna be superheroes somehow.
It's like a lava god.
There's aliens. The aliens are shooting down and that's why I don't know how the fuck Battleship became a movie about aliens. How'd that happen?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the board game.
It seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah. How to
turn the board game Battleship into a movie called Battleship.
Right. The plot of the board game is fairly self-explanatory.
War. Yeah, you're at war. Boom. Make a war movie. Done.
Yeah. Just Watch about battleships. Just shooting at each other. Yeah. No. Why are the aliens involved?
I don't know.
That's going to happen with The Floor is Lava, the movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Clearly, they thought Battleship would have been better had it had aliens in it.
That's true.
But then don't fucking call it Battleship. Like, just make a different movie.
How about, like, Battlestar Galactica? How's that?
What?
What?
These are great jokes. These are great jokes. Nick, there are times when...
like, no.
Not just
like,
no.
I've never seen a single episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Don't watch it.
So, yeah.
How dare you?
Don't watch it.
I heard it's great.
Let no, it is. Just don't watch it.
I cut off early, which pissed me off.
Can't yeah, do. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's...
You should be. It was your fault.
My thoughts are all over the place today.
You don't say.
I'm just thinking about all of those shows that are on, like, sci-fi now.
What?
Like, the Sci-Fi Network.
Like, Stargate.
All of that shit.
Stargate?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you ever watch Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
How did you not watch that?
What? I don't know what it is.
Yes, you do.
What is it?
That's the Stan Lee reality show. Where it's like The Apprentice.
You don't know about this?
It's The Apprentice with Stan Lee.
That's right.
And rather than being business people, they're superheroes.
People try out and they make their own superheroes with their own superpowers, and he puts them through like tests to prove if they're a superhero. But one of them...
Yeah.
Rodiart...
is a mole! It's coming full circle!
You know what Rodiart spelled backwards is? Traitor! Nobody caught it.
No one caught it.
If Dennis Rodman was on there, he would have caught it.
Well, yeah. Well, Cell Phone Girl. Apparently couldn't.
Cell Phone Girl.
Remember Cell Phone Girl?
Remember Fat Mama?
Oh, God. Fat Mama.
Fat Mama. Fat Mama. I'm here to save the day. That was her song.
Rodiort. That's almost as good as Tobor.
What was Tobor?
Robot?
Tobor is robot spelled backwards.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Got it. Got it.
Oh, are you asking where Tobor is from?
No, I'm just asking what Tobor is.
Oh my god.
Tremors.
Tremors.
Try to get. We watched Tremors today.
No,
Tremors.
You should see Who Wants to Be a Superhero. You love that show. That's your jam.
I'm surprised you didn't watch that. That's amazing.
They did two seasons of that too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I believe the guy that won the first season was in one of those bad sci-fi movies, and it was about a giant snake.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what that was.
I think the prize was like you either get like your own comic book. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yes, and Stan Lee wrote it, I think.
Great. This is right on the brink of like his like going senile. Like nobody knew it yet.
Yeah.
But like if you spent more than 20 minutes with him one-on-one, you'd probably be like.
When is Stan Lee going to die, by the way?
He's in my death pool.
Yeah, I was going to say this year.
He's in your death pool for the year?
Yes.
Wow. Indeed. This year or next year?
We're definitely doing the death pool next year, by the way.
No, we're not.
We're definitely doing that.
I don't want to do that.
It's going to be quite the draft.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, we're doing it.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, we're doing it.
You just got to pick your favorite people that are old as shit.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's all. That's all you got to do. I think, actually, Stan Lee's wife just passed away this year.
Oh, then it's definitely happening this year.
Oh, God.
He's going to kill himself.
So that's probably true, but I don't want to kick an old man when he's down. Or what he's standing up for that matter.
You just don't want to kick an old man.
Yeah, no. Generally that's
what
a
about
bad,
sitting?
Bad practice.
Laying down in bed.
Yeah, I mean
just maybe a drop kick.
I mean I'll sit on him. I'll sit on an old man.
You ever been to a mall and seen Santa? Like what?
I don't think I ever did that when I was young.
That explains
you
a lot.
Did?
Well, your family also you don't like Christmas.
That explains why you're so fucked up.
This episode's all over the fucking place.
Yeah,
you don't like Christmas. That's why you're
fucking
nervous.
No, I have like a I had a turbulent relationship with Christmas. I used to like love it, and then
turbulent relationship.
What's wrong with using the
point
word?
Point to the place on the doll where Christmas touched you.
Oh, no.
Now he's sad.
You're bringing back so many memories, Nico.
Oh no!
Every time he hears a jingle bell, he shudders.
Why I have been like... on Santa one time, and it did not end well.
Why don't you like Christmas beyond that reason?
Oh, it's just stressful. It was for a long time. It was good last year, though. Last year was one of the best Christmases I've ever had, and at least
was it because of Nico and Mai's wonderful Winter Wonderland?
Sure.
Yes, of course. Of course it was. That's the only reason why it was.
The one and only reason. No, I don't hate Christmas. It's not like Easter, which is fucking pointless to me. But
it's a little pointless.
Yeah. I'm not. It
gives
not
an excuse to buy a shit ton of kielbasa.
It's kind of like Thanksgiving light.
I love Thanksgiving, though. I love
that's the thing, though, because Thanksgiving doesn't, like, pretend to be something it's not.
Yes. Exactly. It's the most wholesome holiday.
Yeah.
It's just, this is what it is.
Because there's not a lot of commercialism around it, really.
No.
I mean, they've done a little bit over the last couple years with Black Friday, which is really cutting into Thanksgiving. But as
yeah, because every year they're just doing it earlier and earlier on Thanksgiving Day.
You know.
I like, the season with Christmas. I like, the Winter Wonderland thing is cool. I think every time the day comes, it wouldn't always go so well. We'd always travel or go to someone's house, and I didn't like doing that. Sometimes I just wanted to kind of stay at home and enjoy the day.
I mean, my Christmas wasn't ever on Christmas.
It's always Christmas
Eve. It's always Christmas Eve, yes, and then so. Christmas Day, you do nothing.
Yeah.
Yes. See, my family...
You watch A Christmas Story 12 times. Like, that's that's what you do.
My family actually does Christmas Day.
No, yeah, we don't. That's, really? That's the thing. We do that, and it's never great.
Well, your family has a big Christmas Eve, though. I know this for a fact.
Not really.
Jimmy loves talking about the fact
that your family has a big Christmas Eve.
But it's never consistent. It's not like every year we do the same thing. Okay. It's completely... Well, like, I mean, I think the past couple of years, I don't even feel like I've seen Jimmy on Christmas.
Maybe that's why you haven't had a big Christmas. Maybe you just skipped out on your family's Christmas Eve. I remember
Christmas Eve as kids, we'd go to Jimmy's house.
Right.
And you know his dad? You know how his dad will always point out, like, oh, there's a satellite going overhead?
He loves
his
this
dad
guy.
Showed us this website where, like, you could track Santa. The Santa tracker.
Of course.
Noah. I remember that shit.
Noah, the National Oceanic... Yeah.
And Jimmy has an aunt named Jolly.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Jolly?
Aunt Jolly.
Aunt Jolly.
And she'd always be there.
Oh, that's a great name.
Aunt Jolly on Christmas, you know?
Did she play Santa?
No.
Did you guys have Santa come, like, to your house?
No. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes.
We did once.
A few times.
I think I did it a few times.
I was older, though.
Right.
For the younger ones, not for me.
Yeah, because a bunch of... Because
fuck you guys when you were young. The triplets.
Well, it wasn't even the triplets. It was for, like, my cousins.
Oh, okay.
Santa didn't come visit until I was old enough to play Santa. But I played Santa once, I think.
What?
Yes, I played Santa once.
Oh, my God.
That was it. And the younger kids didn't realize it, but the older kids did.
Yeah, well.
Well, no shit.
There's a threshold.
That's when you stop fucking with me.
Where'd Nico go?
Yeah. Where's Nico go? Who's this guy? Wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay, Tremors.
Tremors.
Here's what I love about this movie. A few things that I love. Number one, that a geologist comes into town just in time for the earth monsters to start emerging from the ground.
That's any movie.
Yeah, the convenience does not bother me in
that's
movies
any
like
movie.
This.
No,
ever. Is it any it movie?
Yes, that's
but this
any
one is
movie.
Oddly specific. Like, no. They found the one scientist that,
sure.
that would be applicable in this
what
movie.
What else are they going to pick, though?
Not a geologist. Why would a geologist just stumble into
town? She's a seismologist, whatever.
Oh, seismologist.
No, well, no.
Sorry.
So
even
it
more
was,
specific.
No, they said it. She's a grad student doing her research, and they just send them all to this town.
And as we all know, Nevada is on a fault line.
Yeah.
Technically, it's not, but it's pretty close to one, in fairness. But
Yeah.
I mean, it's all relative, really.
Mm. But what are the chances she happens to be studying the vibrations of the ground at the time where the ground really starts vibrating?
That's just the story.
They're all, it's always there, though.
Yeah.
It's not that weird.
No.
I don't think it's that weird. I think it's not
No, I think
weird.
It's weird, but for a movie, it's not weird at all.
No.
Like, it's that's how it goes. So especially in bad movies.
So you guys have watched ahead in the franchise, obviously.
A while ago.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Not much is revealed about the origins of these graboids.
Yeah.
Graboids?
Graboids, yes.
Graboids.
Grabby boys.
Blastos.
I'm gonna call them Grabby Boys.
Grabby
you
boys.
You do that.
Grabby Boys.
Who would win, a town of 14 or one Grab Boy?
Four Grab Boys.
Four Grabby Boys.
And the town of 14. Well, town of 8.
<It's> 14.
Aww. What?
They filled up on hors d'oeuvres.
What's the origin?
And then they got slowed down.
What's the origin of the Grab Boys? Because they explicitly say in the film that these are ancient creatures that have been here for millions of years.
When a mommy graboid.
Right. No, they don't.
And teddy graboid love each other very much.
Mm. Well, not necessarily.
They eat the whole town.
Yeah,
yeah. They're like older than dinosaurs. This is all we ever end up getting. Because in this one, they don't specify specifically that they could be very old or they're aliens. And Fred Ward's convinced that they're aliens. And then in the second one, it turns out they're not aliens. They're just very, very, very old monsters.
Can I ask the settings on all of these? I mean, I know two of them take place in Nevada for sure.
What's they all
in
take
Mexico,
place.
Mexico, isn't it?
They all take place in either like Mexico or the Midwest.
Okay. But... So these are older than dinosaurs. So like, did they survive throughout like the ice ages? Like, how did that happen?
Yes, because they can burrow very deep into the ground.
Right. Where
like,
it's warm.
Like,
what do they
like
eat?
Close to the core.
What do they eat down there?
Stuff. Other graboids.
Right. Oh, yeah. That makes sense, actually. Oh.
They probably like hibernate, you know?
Interesting.
That's how it works. They stuff up and then they go.
I know
deep.
Suspension of disbelief and all that, but yeah.
You know,
this movie's so stupid.
How dare you? So set in
that was fun, but
in
it's
Perfection,
stupid.
Nevada, a population of 14. There are several kooky characters that live in this town, and they are very soon invaded by these critters. Kevin Bacon plays Valentine McKee. Fred Ward plays Earl Bass, and of course the Gummer family, Bert and Heather Gummer. played by Michael Gross and Reba McEntire, great Reba McEntire.
So wasn't this like a first theatrical?
I can't imagine her being in anything before this. Probably. Yeah, I don't think so. Are in there as well as some great racial stereotypes that have made their way into small town Nevada. Tony Gennaro plays Miguel, who is a
Go ahead and say it.
No, I'm not going to say.
No, I dare you to say.
He's a bit of a caricature. Right?
Yeah.
Of what ethnicity?
Unclear. Unclear.
It's a caricature and it's unclear.
Well, country of origin is a bit unclear, but we do certainly know the race. That we know for a fact.
Human race.
Yes.
Human race.
Fuck off.
Let's just say he might be a fan of the Doyers. That's all.
What about the Walter Chang character? What would you...
So Walter...
Walter Chang.
I wonder.
Walter Chang is...
What would he be a caricature of?
So Walter...
I think he was Southern Pacific Polynesian.
It's Canadian.
Oh.
He's a Canadian.
Walter Chang is played by an actor named Minnesotan. Victor Wong.
Why didn't they just keep the name Victor Wong?
Yeah.
Because it needed to be Walter Chang.
It's just as good.
Because they already had the convenience store that said Chang's, and they're like, oh,
and it also
fuck.
Said Walter's on it, too. It said Walter Chang's. Yeah, that's too bad.
I'm going to read his biography on IMDb. Eccentric-looking Chinese-American actor with a...
Eccentric-looking.
Yes.
Already off to a phenomenal start.
This is the best. I love how this is the selling point on him. Eccentric looking Chinese American actor with a slightly drooping face. Parenthetical. The result of a bout of Bell's palsy, who studied political science, art, and journalism before becoming a news reporter for a San Francisco public TV station in the late 1960s. If that ain't the most loaded sentence you've ever heard in your life. What a sentence.
If I had a nickel for every time I needed an eccentric-looking Chinese-American with a slightly drooping face due to a bout with... Yeah, if I had a nickel for every time...
Did he study political science? You're hired!
San Fran? Perfect.
He was in a movie called Big Trouble in Little China.
He was indeed.
Which is a great film.
Love that movie.
China's not little. So if we're gonna be
it's little China.
If it's relative, then how big is this trouble really? Because that seems pretty catastrophic.
It's pretty big.
On a scale of 1 to 10, maybe big.
Well, that scale didn't really help anything because there were no metrics on there. No.
You should really
I don't have the conversion chart.
Units, asshole. Yeah.
You should definitely see Big Trouble in Little China one of these days.
Is it as good as Chinatown?
I've never seen it.
As good as Chinatown?
Probably not an accurate comparison.
You know what? Yes, it's better than Chinatown.
Because I like Chinatown.
My Kurt Russell filmography is a little... I have to fill up that well.
Okay.
Because it's a little depleted lately.
You've seen The Thing, right?
I've seen The Thing, and I've seen Escape from New York, which I adore.
Have you seen the sequel to Escape from New York?
I have not seen Escape from Los Angeles, no.
Okay.
That's a really fucking stupid sounding thing.
That's...
What's he gonna escape from next?
There's a surfing sequence in Escape from LA, and it's just the most amazing thing ever. You should watch it.
Okay.
You really should.
Okay.
God.
And we'll see it. Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken. Yeah.
What a great character. I love that movie so much. So anyway, yes, the scientist is in town, and these characters are under attack from the Graboids. It is fairly traditional monster movie in that we slowly learn more and more about the creature, and at one point you think it's kind of small, not that threatening, and then all of a sudden you realize these things are fucking huge, and will kill us all.
Fucking huge.
We originally just see the little Graboid, or so we think it is, a little Graboid, attached to the bottom of Kevin Bacon's truck. We soon realize, though, as you speculated based on your research into the SpongeBob
that's right.
Cinematic universe.
I'm proud of that.
That
the SBSP.
Yes. That creature is just the Graboid's tongue. And the whole thing is the worm.
No. And the whole thing is one.
Run for your lives!
Yes, that's that.
Is that in an episode of SpongeBob?
Yes.
Yes!
Not true to form, though, because if they ran, it would feel the vibrations.
Good point.
So. But it was already following them.
Well, right.
Plus, but Sandy kind of literally tied its tongue into a nut.
Yeah. Oh. Is so that why you were asking that question?
Yes.
Well, not just that reason, but also because that's common sense. Like,
obviously.
Is it common sense?
Like
if the thing has a mouth.
Right. Well, no, I'm just
it
saying
must
like,
have
it
a must tongue.
Be a tongue.
You ever if seen it like must Spider-Man, have a tongue.
Spider-Man with like Doc Ock, that's like something that he would do. I mean, it's just always like whenever there's a bunch of arms or tentacles or anything, you tie it up. That's a sure. stupid trope.
Did okay. that happen in Hercules?
Probably.
The animated with the Hydra? I feel like it definitely.
Probably, did. Yeah. Probably.
I mean, yeah.
And I'm sure they've done it with, like, an octopus.
Yeah, they probably couldn't
of
show him, like, cutting all of the heads off of the Hydra at once.
Yeah, it might yes. not be really on brand yeah. for the old Mickey Mouse over there.
Yeah.
They yes. might put the kibosh.
They did cut heads off, though, in that movie.
Did you see Star Wars? Yeah. I mean, that's Disney, man.
Good point. It's fair enough.
So a lot of limbs missing.
So are the Marvel movies, I guess.
Yeah, good point. I guess you're right. So, yeah. Here's my question about the Graboids.
Mm.
Are those tongues with the heads and mouths and everything? Are they individual sentient creatures, or do they all exist as one being in consciousness?
I think it's one being, but when you watch it, it certainly feels like they're sentient.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
They do all seem to have minds of their own.
Well, you know yeah. some cows have, like, four stomachs? Maybe the thing is, like, four brains.
Maybe you're right, Nick, but doesn't that make it four things?
Well, not if they're all connected.
Unless it's one of those
like it could be like the motor part
by
the
one
brain
central
is all connected,
central
but then like
nervous system
yeah like I mean
but isn't the existence of okay maybe this is stupid
well, now we're getting philosophical
if a human has two brains then
sure.
they're twins right
what
then they're conjoined twins if a human being has two brains
but we're not talking about conjoined twins, though.
That's
exactly
yeah. that's exactly what we're talking about.
Is it?
Are we?
If no. it, if they're they may be connected as one thing, but the existence of multiple brains means multiple consciousnesses.
Consciousness.
So is a human really just a conscience?
I think.
So if I,
no, I think
upload it, my brain to a computer,
yes.
No, what alive? I think it is yes, is you, I think oh it's God. The. Going back to Spider-Man, I think it's the relationship that Doc
as
Ock
everything
has,
always comes
well,
back
yeah,
to Spider-Man.
That Doc Ock has with the tentacles. Like, the tentacles are their own thing, but they need him to survive.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good point.
Okay. That's interesting.
And vice versa.
Okay, I see that. So you kill one, you kill them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Gotta ask the writers, like, were you inspired by Spider-Man when you were writing,
of course.
When you were writing Tremors? And they're like, well, now that you say that, let me talk about Doc Ock.
Yes.
Maybe.
That's exactly you've discovered my passion.
Damn you.
Mm-hmm. So we learn that these Graboids...
I'm going to be so late for this movie, by the way.
What time are you going to go to the movie?
The movie starts at 8:30.
Oh, you're fine. We'll wrap this up quickly. Okay. It'll be good. Don't worry about it. You got 20 minutes.
I want to see Kingsman.
And
so
also,
bad.
you can miss like the first 90 minutes of that movie.
Okay.
You're fine.
How long's the movie?
It's about 95 minutes.
2 hours and 21 minutes.
So you're saying the last 5 minutes is the best part?
Yeah. It is so fucking long. It's so goddamn long.
Yeah, that was 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, my. We are living in the era of the bloated fucking movie. It is bad how long movies are getting in the theaters now. It's just cut it fucking short. Anyway.
You know, I could say the same thing about Mother.
How long's Mother?
2 hours. And it could have been like 15 minutes.
I'm going to go see Mother so bad.
It would have had.
Do you want to see it sometime?
Yeah.
When do you want to go? Let's go.
I think I'm free next weekend.
Okay.
I'm dead serious when I say Aronofsky could have said exactly what he was trying to say in 15 minutes and it would have had the same effect.
Evidently, he wrote this movie in like 3 days.
5 days. He wrote it in 5 days. He just woke up and he's like, I'm pissed off. Vomited the whole thing out and he's like, yeah, this is the movie I want to make. And, you know.
Get J Law on the phone.
And let's start dating while we're making this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
That I am very interested in what that all means.
I don't know how they could have bonded. I mean, I know. It must have been pretty traumatizing to make this movie, and maybe he was helping her through it, and then they just, you know.
Because
Stockholm
my
Syndrome? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I'm thinking Stockholm
my Syndrome. Understanding, my understanding of it, and I don't know anything about the movie. I've tried to go in as cold as possible.
Yeah,
good.
No, me too.
It was.
Yeah.
Good.
But
I mean, I have a theory, but it's probably not going
to. Evidently, bad things happened to Jennifer Lawrence in this film. Very bad things. Yeah.
I am, I've never been so sure of anything in my life. Nico, you are going to hate this movie so much.
Oh, then we definitely need to go see it.
You are going to hate this movie with such a unbelievable passion. It's going to blow my mind. I can't wait for you to see it for that reason alone.
Okay. Jesus. All right. I got to figure that out.
We'll figure out
a day. You are going to think it's such an enormous load of shit that you just won't be able to take it.
Know, it's going to have to be Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll figure out time then.
I want to talk about this movie.
All right, so we will.
Is this something to see by yourself?
Seeing it with the crowd was interesting, honestly.
What was the crowd reaction like on it?
The entire time. I laughed a few times.
Okay.
And the crowd were just like, oh, interesting. Yes.
Art.
Yes. No, it's not. It is artfully made, in quotes, but man. Like I said, subtlety in this movie does not exist.
Do you like this movie?
No.
You do not like this movie.
I've grown to not like this movie. I had to think about it for a while, but...
Because your snap seemed to indicate you did like the movie.
You sent me fiery text messages afterwards.
I was just like...
He sent me paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs over text message because he's like, I don't know what the fuck I just did.
Yes. Exactly. I was just like, I don't know what I have just seen or experienced. I yelled out in a theater when there was like 15 people in the theater, and I just started laughing my ass off at one point in particular. And I was just like, what am I doing? What is this movie doing to me? It really.
But it did seem like in the course of your text messages, your opinion sort of evolved on it because you were still trying to figure out exactly what you felt about it, and that I found very amusing.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think I finally.
And I only could respond with an LOL. Yeah. That's all I could really do.
Well, the more I've thought about it, the more I'm like, I don't think it's any good.
Okay.
I don't think it's any good.
I can't wait to talk about it. Tremors. What else do you want to say? I mean, the characters are stereotyped. The Gummer family are, of course, the best characters in this franchise.
Hands down.
Yeah. So, like, the thing about being someone who is trying to what's the terminology? What are they?
Doomsday preppers.
Doomsday preppers. The thing is, like, everyone else is having a really shitty day, but if you think about it, like, this is like they've been looking forward to this.
They've been preparing for this.
Like, well, but think
they love wallowing.
The only thing worse than like having to survive some sort of doomsday event is spending your life being a doomsday prepper and nothing happens.
Yes.
It's like such wasted potential.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad if nothing ever actually
happens. Nothing will happen, Zach.
I know. I'm going to be very, very upset.
Zach, you're going to die miserable.
Because really what you're doing is rooting for the extinction of the human race.
Right. And you're like, I want to be better than everyone else.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
You're rooting for nuclear war. So
but
you
like
could
the
go
fact that
shelter.
You need everyone in the world to die just so you can feel like you're better.
No, it's I don't. Like, I don't need.
There's something wrong there.
I don't need everybody in the world to die. Just 15 mile radius.
It's like this messiah complex where you like you know it's like I want to feel like I have a purpose. It's
yes.
Like, just fucking go work your shitty job and die.
That's true. Also, no doomsday preppers in, like, San Francisco. They're only in the middle of the Midwest.
Right, because it's safe.
No, there's all over the country.
Really?
In the middle, I followed a guy on YouTube. He's in the middle of New York.
You're just hanging out? That seems like a bad place to be.
Well, but he has places he can go to out in the country.
Okay, I see. Right, that I was just gonna say. I feel like they're mostly rednecks.
Good luck getting over the George Washington Bridge when fucking doomsday's happening.
Good point. As Bill Burr says, you need a helicopter just to go up and out. Bill Burr literally learned how to fly a helicopter in case the apocalypse happens.
Really?
That's want to learn how to fly a plane.
He got
just for that.
He got his pilot's license, and he explains very simply: helicopter's easy. You just go up. And out. That's
you know, that doesn't surprise me at all that Bill Burr would do that.
Yeah, if the zombies come, now he's prepared.
He also thinks that we faked the moon landings.
That's Joe Rogan.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Bill Burr doesn't think that. Joe Rogan thinks that.
No, I've heard Bill Burr say, yeah, we've, you know, our government successfully faked a moon landing.
And I think he says that because Joe Rogan told him that. And they're very good friends.
Okay.
I think he just trusts Joe Rogan's opinion on things.
But still, though, that means he believes it, right?
I guess so. Bill Burr
That was the saddest argument, Nico. I've never seen you lose an argument quicker.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. You're right.
You're right, but no.
Jesus Christ.
Just rolling over and dying in my old age.
Are you disappointed in Nico for that?
A little bit. It's pretty pathetic.
I know.
He usually has more fight in him.
Why you stop being an arrogant asshole? I mean, come on. There you go. I don't even know who you are anymore.
He's just losing so much of football today. He can't handle it.
I know. I can't take it anymore.
Give it up.
Yep. Anyway, I love these characters mostly because there's a scene in the movie where they're in their underground bunker, and as they comically point out, of course the underground worm creatures now come to kill them.
Yep.
And
the one thing they didn't prepare for.
Yeah, the one thing they have not prepared for.
It's great.
Is this coming or trying to get to higher ground rather than lower ground?
That's why you line everything with steel.
Yes. Good point.
Lead,
steel, and concrete.
But anyway,
I have a plan. It's going to cost me millions of dollars, but I have a plan.
But they're in their underground bunker, and here come the graboids. And they're able to kill a graboid because of their wall of guns that have just sort of lined up behind them.
Thank God the graboid didn't come in on that wall.
That would have been pretty bad. That would have been very, very bad.
That's not where the animal skull was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, so many weapons. They're able to save the day. They're really great. Has Reba McEntire returned to the franchise at all?
I think she was in 4.
Oh.
She may have been in 4. I feel like this similar wife character was in 4. I could be wrong.
But she plays a different character, you're saying?
It would yeah, because that takes place in, like, the 1800s or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What do y'all think of Kevin Bacon in this movie?
I love Kevin Bacon.
Love Kevin Bacon.
Perfect skin.
Perfect. Perfect man.
Good skin. A very underrated actor, by the way.
Kevin Bacon. I like Kevin Bacon.
Remember when he had his show, and, like, there was, like, it was a recent...
The Following?
Yeah.
That show was the worst.
It's so bad.
It was so bad.
Was it, like, a cult leader guy, or just, like, going around murdering people?
Yeah.
Something stupid?
Yeah. There was a serial killer that started a cult of serial killers.
Right. Wow, interesting.
Yeah,
and Kevin Bacon was the FBI agent or whatever he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these like same actors get these shows, like same type of show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that shitty like I'm a detective and I got to solve a crime, but it's dumb.
He was in a movie though called Cop Car.
Yes, which is the same guy that did Spider-Man.
Yep,
the new Spider-Man. Right? Yeah.
He's very good in that.
I heard it's very fun.
Yeah.
Which one's Cop Car?
John Watts, the director of Clown and Spider-Man.
Who's in it?
Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon and two little kids. I don't know who they are. They steal a cop car, and the guy's like a total psycho. And yeah.
Kevin Bacon, and I do not say this lightly, is the best part of JFK. And that's really saying something, because JFK has a lot of good parts.
I don't think I've seen JFK.
Okay.
Ooh.
Interesting.
You would love JFK.
That's weird coming from me.
Oh, but, you would love JFK.
I like Tommy Lee Jones a lot.
Is it ripe with conspiracies?
It is a giant conspiracy. It's a movie about conspiracies. Don't answer the phone.
Well, go over there and do it.
Don't answer the phone. Who is it?
It's my brother.
Well, all right.
Go over there and answer it.
No, we're wrapping it up. Don't worry about it. 4 minutes.
Just answer on the podcast.
He can wait four minutes.
Do it live. Fuck it. Do it live.
Hello? Do it live. Have you seen the Lawrence O'Donnell meltdown, by the way?
Yeah, of course, dude. It was on the TV at work.
Oh, was it really?
Hilarious.
Oh, we're wrapping up here. Don't worry. We're about to be done in like 4+ minutes. We're talking about Tremors, dude.
Well, barely.
Yeah. I'll get there. Don't worry. Don't yell at me.
Yell at him more.
By the way, you called during the recording, so this is all like being caught. Yeah. Mm. He doesn't give a shit.
Okay, well,
okay.
Yeah. We don't either.
All right.
Fuck him then.
I'll see you later, dude.
There you go. Anyway, they save the day by ultimately driving off a cliff. First, they blow up a tremor or graboid.
You're talking about a cop car.
So should we go through the deaths of the graboids?
Yes.
Okay.
One
smashes
ran
its head
into a concrete wall.
Yeah.
He was the stupidest
and killed
grab boy.
Itself.
Yes, he was.
Committed
he was
suicide.
The dummy grab boy. Yeah.
He was, though. I think that you're right.
That's why they killed him by running him into a concrete wall.
Exactly. Right.
And that might be the best line in the movie when Kevin Bacon points to him and goes, "Fuck you."
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. The second one was shot to death
with an elephant gun.
With an elephant gun. Yeah.
One was blown up.
One was blown up with a pipe bomb.
Ate it a bomb.
And the last one. Flew off a cliff.
Much like the ending of that SpongeBob episode.
Yeah.
Where he falls on Bikini Bottom.
The graboid did say ouch, too. Which
is weird. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's really...
I need to see this episode of SpongeBob.
Have you not seen it? I have it. I have all episodes. Oh,
what?
We've already established that I have not really watched SpongeBob.
I believe I just watched this episode like 3 days ago.
What?
I love that episode.
It's one of my favorites.
You watch SpongeBob still? Shit.
When I get home from school now. It's like I'm in the fourth grade again. I get home from school right about the time that they're showing SpongeBob reruns on Nickelodeon. So when I unwind for like a half an hour after I get home from class, I just flip it on. I go, because no, nothing else is on. It's like, yeah, so just let's watch some SpongeBob
reruns. In this age of literally every show at your fingertips, nothing's on. We're going to watch SpongeBob.
I still watch cable, man. What can I tell you?
Why? Who uses cable, dude?
I still watch cable.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I still do. Anything else we got on Tremors? This is your movie.
I love Tremors. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies, and it's a great callback to 50s monster movies, and it knows it's silly and ridiculous, and that's why I love it. It's cheerful. It's great. It's so much fun. Kevin Bacon's my favorite person in the world. That's it.
You?
Yes.
Great skin.
Yes.
And it was a good movie. I mean, it was good. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
I think it's a great movie.
I prefer Dune, but...
Hot take. Are you referencing the sandworms in Dune? Okay.
I just like Dune better. I think it's a better...
What does Tremors have anything to do with Dune?
Sand creatures that eat people.
Same thing. Okay, yeah, it's the same.
It's the same shit.
Same exact movie.
One's taken seriously, one's not.
True. And one has Kyle MacLachlan in it. Only one has Kyle MacLachlan in it. Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah. How far are you in Twin Peaks?
Where I told you last week.
Okay.
Because I haven't been able to sit down and watch it. Because I've been doing all that shit.
Instead of watching Twin Peaks, I watched Lost Highway the other night. And
what the fuck's Lost Highway?
David Lynch.
It's a David Lynch movie. And it was... It was interesting.
Watch Twin Peaks, motherfucker.
I'll watch Twin Peaks. God damn it.
Cool. How far are you? Where are you at?
Almost out of season two.
Cool. Next week, Halloween starts.
Yes.
The 30 days of Halloween, whatever we're calling it. We need a good name for it. Wittober?
Wittober. Wittober.
I thought you wanted to do Wittober.
It's October the month.
Very good.
October, the 10th one.
If I'm doing my math correctly, I believe our last episode will come out. Oh, let me think. Is it actually going to come out on October 31st? Or is it coming out on November 1st? It's one or the other.
So we're... yes, it would be November 1st. Ooh. So maybe we'll release early. Maybe we'll figure out a way to do it.
Also, keep in mind, there is a great angle for a Friday the 13th of October.
There's a Friday the 13th in October?
Yes, there is.
Whoa!
No, I'm going to a wedding on it.
Yeah, but there's a good day for a release on that.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my God. Oh. So many angles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my. So many gimmicks. I can't take it.
Yeah.
It's podcast orgasm right here.
Fucking goldmine. Jesus.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll figure out a way to do it. Here's the thing. Every episode that we release in the month of October will be Halloween-themed in some way. It'll be horror, slasher, thriller.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Ghosts might be involved, zombies.
There might be a pumpkin in the frame for 2 seconds.
There might be a pumpkin in the frame for 2 seconds. You never know. We have already what we're doing next week. It's going to be really, really fun, and I can't wait for you guys to hear that. We know what we're doing on the month of October. Quit whispering. We know what we're doing on Halloween, and it's in the meantime, who knows? But we have some great ideas, and I can't wait to do it. This is a real blind spot for me in cinema. So what better way to do to learn about horror than through Why Is This a Thing?
Oh yeah.
So there we go. Happy September for now, and until next week, you have all been naughty.
Naughty.